What I will remember about the 08 World Series is the ridiculous images of Game 5, Part 1. Rays sliding into second base and home plate, preceded by mud and spray. Hitters on both teams wiping off their bats between pitches, hoping said bats wouldn't fly out of their slippery hands and helicopter into the box seats. Announcer Tim McCarver solemnly proclaiming that in a driving rainstorm, the pitcher has the advantage. Maybe he was right, maybe not, but in a driving rainstorm, why were they playing baseball? Commissioner Bud Selig can thank Carlos Peña for singling in the run that tied the game in the top of the sixth inning and handed the umpires the opportunity to suspend the circus. Otherwise, we'd have had more images of Tampa Bay manager Joe Maddon on the dugout step, ear flaps down, huffing and puffing gusts of vapor into the freezing gale, as if he were skippering a small boat in a bad sea rather than a baseball team. The following night, it snowed in Philadelphia, the summer game indeed. Hindsight is easy, so let's skip the question about whether Game 5 should have started as scheduled, but folly can beget learning, and what Major League Baseball and the Players' Union should learn from this postseason is that they ought to cut the regular season back to 154 games or fewer, so that the postseason, even if each series requires the maximum number of games, would be over by the end of the third week in October. Of course, this wouldn't guarantee that cold, wet weather wouldn't interrupt or postpone games, but it would give the World Series a cushion it no longer has, and it would eliminate the pressure Commissioner Selig apparently felt to try to get Game 5 played on a night when the weather made a farce of his spectacle. Ironically, according to the schedule for 2009, which Major League Baseball recently released, if next year's World Series goes to 7 games, it will end on November 5th. Major League Baseball's season has grown longer as the various parties profiting from it have grown greedier. Recently, we've been hammered by a lesson regarding the consequences of greed as it operates throughout our now hobbling economy. The difference between the financial landscape in general and Major League Baseball in particular is that the latter would be a lot easier to fix.